Comme si. Tif. Salut. Pas seulement.
The night grew late, and the onslaught of trick-or-treaters was now down to a trickle. David set the near-empty bowl of candy on the coffee table and turned off the ceiling lights. He had been passing out candy for the past 3 hours, and he was done. He plopped down on the couch with a sigh, mask and all, and leaned back against the cushions. This was the first year he did not spend Halloween at some party with a date. He hadn't realized passing out candy was so hard. Though it probably would have been more enjoyable if he hadn't spent the entire night alone. He was still trying to figure out what it was that single people did on holidays. David jerked around at the sound of the voice to see a sexy woman in black standing inside his front door. He stood up and faced her. The woman wore a mask and a black, sexy dress. Two fangs were drawn protruding from the bottom of her lips, the obvious makeup of a vampire. The woman shrugged and held up a small bag of Halloween candy. David looked the woman up and down. His throat grew tight at the sight of her curves and rounded breast pressing against her thin top. He met her eyes, noticing the twinkle of interest. A sudden lump formed in David's throat. He swallowed in surprise as the woman walked closer, sashaying her hips seductively. The woman approached David, lifting her small bag up toward his middle. She smiled. David swallowed. The woman grinned and then stepped forward as she lowered her arm and held her bag inches from David's cock, pressing against his jeans. She looked down for a moment, admiring the large bulge of material, and then again met David's eyes. David quickly crossed the room and turned off the porch light. He flipped the door lock and grinned. Together, they sat on the couch in the dark, the glow of the TV illuminating their bodies. David reached up to remove his mask, but the woman touched his hand. David nodded. A tingle of excitement went up his spine, causing his cock to grow hard and ready. The woman noticed, and she reached forward and tugged on his shirt. David complied and then reclined against the couch as he waited in anticipation. The woman reached into the bowl of candy on the table and pulled out a packet of Fun Dip. She tore the packet open. Then she hiked up the edge of her dress and straddled David's waist. David's heart skipped a beat when he realized she wasn't wearing anything underneath. The woman leaned close and licked David's chest, leaving several wet trails against his skin that felt cool in the night air. She smirked and sprinkled the Fun Dip over his skin, the powdered candy sticking to the lines. She sucked at the lines of candy, her tongue warm and wet against his skin. Her soft, supple lips found his left nipple, and she bit down gently, rolling it between her teeth until he cried out. She leaned back to reach into the bowl again, and then pressed a juicy drop pop into David's hands. David rolled the woman onto her back, his hands softly running down the length of her thin gown. He brushed his thumbs across her nipples, hard and tight against the material. David lifted the woman's dress above her breasts. He hissed in pleasure at the sight of her bare skin. Then he popped the top of the candy off and let it drizzle in a long line from between her breasts down to the triangle between her legs. He closed his lips over one of her breasts, sucking and rolling his tongue across her nipple. Then he used his tongue to lick up the line of candy from her chest, down her belly, and then toward her groin. David drew another line from one of her knees and up her thigh toward her bared and ready pussy. He quickly followed the line with his mouth, gently nibbling at her skin as he made his way to her center. David breathed in her scent deeply and then flicked his tongue against her clit before locking his mouth onto her small mound and began to suck. The woman moaned, her hips rotating up as she pressed her pussy deeper into his face. David grabbed the back of her ass and lifted her, trying to take all of her inside. David pulled back, his mouth dripping with her juices, and smiled down at her as he unbuckled his pants. The woman sat up, her breathing heavy. She searched through the candy bowl and pulled out a peppermint patty. David dropped his pants to his knees and sat, his heavy cock at attention. He gently stroked his shaft, waiting. The woman smiled. The woman unwrapped the candy and popped it into her mouth. She chewed seductively, but did not swallow. Then she knelt between David's knees and pulled her hair to the side. The woman grasped David's shaft in one hand and kissed the tip of his head. Then she let the mushroom head of his cock slip between her lips. The woman lowered her head, taking David's cock deeper into her mouth, brushing against the back of her tongue. David groaned. The feeling of the warm, liquid chocolate surrounded his cock, and the peppermint made his skin tingle and heightened the building pleasure as the woman began to suck. The woman's head moved faster, up and down David's shaft. He felt himself swell as the pleasure built, ready to come. The woman buried David's thick cock as far as she could down her throat, her mouth moving as she sucked. Then she slowly pulled back and stood. She crawled onto the couch and straddled David's waist, the tip of his dick catching the juices flowing from her ready pussy. David wrapped his hands around her waist, guided his cock inside, and then slammed her down as he thrust. He used his hands to grind her hips against him, faster and faster as he pumped into her. Her round breasts bounced rapidly, and he buried his face in her chest. They moved faster and faster as their pleasure built, and David felt his cock throb as her pussy tightened and squirted against his skin as he felt her come.